who has influenced these kinds of events that take place in somebody's life, or the way that they live, the way you've just described. And I have the advantage that the listeners don't have. I can see you on the screen and I can see your bookshelf. And I see two people. I see C.S. Lewis and I think I see Spurgeon over on the other side. And
good for you.
I would just love to hear, is there one big, if you boiled it down, big way that either of them or both of them have influenced you and have made a lasting impact on your life and ministry?
Yes, absolutely. So this is my Spurgeon bobblehead.
I see it.
So yeah,
he's bobbling.
I'll tell you what, this is more, a friend gave this to me and it's kind of more precious than any athletic related bobbleheads that we've ever had. And Spurgeon had a huge impact on me, but Spurgeon's impact was after I became a pastor. Prior to being a pastor, C.S. Lewis, Francis Schaeffer, and A.W. Tozer were the three greatest influences. I read everything that they wrote. I mean, everything. And it was a lot of stuff cumulatively between the three of them. Read it, loved it. And they each, God used each of them to speak into my life in different ways. But then later when I discovered Spurgeon, and I went through Bible college and seminary, and I swear the name Spurgeon was never mentioned. If it was, it had to be in passing and it didn't even register in my mind. But when I started reading first morning and evening his devotional, and then others of his books, and especially started reading through his sermons, I was blown away from the substance, the depth, the beauty of his writing, how incredibly articulate he was, and his devotion to Christ. And certainly there are contemporary writers, including John Piper and a number of others, that have had a great influence on me, but those were the ones that influenced me the most.